Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, for Favor Life, the process of there, a walk of faith where we walk by faith and not by sight. God using our everyday life to reprove us, refine us, to shape us, to make us, to call us to the place where he's already ordained and predestined for us, a place that we ourselves can't figure out, but we must trust and know that what he's done in us, what he's begun in us, the good work, he will finish, he will complete. It does not yet appear in many areas of our life. It doesn't yet appear, but as we trust and hold on to the word of God, growing in the grace and the knowledge of who he is, we are changed, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, face to face, height to height, depth to depth. And we are at this place now where we're seeing God demonstrate his power, because he's calling unlikely people, people that other folks would say are not qualified or not able to. He's calling us to a purpose and a plan that is greater than ourselves. And not only is the plan and the purpose greater, he calls us the endowment of his blessings through his son Jesus Christ to be upon our life through the Holy Spirit. And we become a blessing not only to ourselves but to every generation, every nation, and every creed that we encounter for the glory of God. We show and demonstrate the love of God, the salvation of God, the power of God to change, to transform us. And we love it because it is something that we would never, ever decide on ourselves. But those that trust in God will never be ashamed. And he calls us not to be ashamed because he reproves and refines us and proves the word for our life in such a way that they know that we could not do it on our own, that it was and has been God who has moved us and shaped us and created in us and caused us to be what we could never be to ourselves. So we thank God for the opportunity to have the privilege of knowing him and serving him and him choosing us and loving us in such a way. We've been looking at different people in the Bible, following them, seeing them as ordinary Christians, not superhuman Christians, but everyday ordinary people in a different time, different century. But we see them in their lives as they walk by faith, as they trust God, not always making the right decisions, the greatest decisions, not always doing it God's way, but because of the word that God has spoken concerning them, that word outweighs, is greater than anything that they could ever do, any enemy or any circumstance. God's word comes back and makes sure that it is proven in their life, and it does not lie, but it shows up and it performs what God's will above their own fleshly weakness or fleshly insignificance. So we see that and we understand that, and God does the same with us. We've been looking in the last few weeks talking about shifting and mindsets and changes and our agreement with God and how we must trust what God is doing with us, even in a place that doesn't feel like it's working for our good, even in a place that doesn't feel like God is working on our behalf, that the word that God has showed us and spoken concerning us and given to us is the thing that is being manifest as what we've been seeing. It's been looking opposite of what God has said, but we cannot allow what we see in the natural realm to affect what we've grabbed in the spiritual realm, because anything that we get with God, it must be first by faith. We must see it, grab it, catch it, believe it in the spirit first. And then as we do, something happens in us and brings us in a natural realm to the natural realm, what we caught, what we grabbed, what we believe, what we received in the spirit realm. And so it is where God is taking us, taking the body of Christ. And it doesn't matter where you're at in your spiritual walk. If you have heard a word from the Lord, if he's spoken some things concerning you, if he's commanded the blessings in your life, if he's said that there's going to be a divine turnaround, that there's getting ready to be a divine exchange, that he's getting ready to make some things better, whether it's in that business that doesn't look like it's coming off the ground, and you're working for someone else, and it doesn't look like everything you're doing is really making the impact or the effort or the turnaround that you want. If it's the business you started yourself and it looks like everything is going under and not going over, if it's that marriage, if it's those children, if it's that relationship that you've been praying about concerning the will of God and what God has spoken, if it's your physical body, if it is your finances, no matter what it is, a career decision, whatever it is that you have been pulling on God and the opposite is look like is manifesting above what God has promised, above what God has said, Don't give up and don't give in, even in that ministry. Don't give up and don't give in. Don't let down. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Don't curse your seed with doubt, because every seed that we sow is by faith. And every seed that we sow in the kingdom of God, it's a seed that's going to turn into something. Our faith waters it. Our faith brings to it what it needs. It's a seed that has to take its root in our heart and our minds and our spirits, that we are believing to see. We expect to see something grow. We expect to see something manifest. We expect to see something come into fruition. We expect to see something develop, that what we're doing is just not naught. We're just not casting out things and not expecting anything to happen. But when we plant that seed, speak that decree the word of God, the life of God, pray the prayer of faith, speak and decree the word of God over situations, we expect a change, because our words have power. They have miracle-working power by faith to perform, to do, to accomplish, to create, to heal, to deliver, to set free, to go in and bind up and loose. It has the power and the ability to do the miraculous. So our words are life. They are the life of God. They're the resurrecting life that now lives and works inside of us. It is the faith of what we believe about Jesus Christ and all that he has accomplished. And our faith is not in vain. He is who he says he is. He's done what he said he's done. He's accomplished everything that he said. And he sits with all power. And he will return, as he said. And I thank God, because that power that works in us, even though the enemy tries to buffet it, every exalted thing must be torn down. Anything that would try to exalt itself above the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the truth of Jesus Christ, the word of Jesus Christ, the victory of Jesus Christ, that thing must come down. It must come down. That sickness, that infirmities must come down. He already paid the price for it. He was already wounded for it. He already broke the chains of infirmities, of sickness and disease, and it is yours. It belongs to you. Healing is the children's bread. If it's poverty, he became weak that we might be rich. In the spirit and in the natural, he's turning it around so we had more than enough, that every last one of our needs are supplied according to his riches and glory. If it's ideas, if it's creative ideas, if it's things in the business, if it's things in the household, he is not the author of confusion, and wherever confusion is, we know it's the enemy. So wherever that enemy's coming in with confusion and separation and division comes in to bring the spirit of destruction, so he can destroy. That is the spirit of the devil that comes in to steal, kill, and destroy. Bind up the spirit of the thief that comes in to steal, kill, and destroy. Run him out of your house, out of your children, out of that marriage, out of that business. Run him out and begin to decree the will and the word of God for your life. Because we understand and know that with God, we have and will have and gain the victory, that God will trample down our enemies. That's what the word of God lets us know, that we have and we gain the victory, that God will trample down our enemies. We understand that whatever enemy has come against us, whatever enemy is trying to say that God is not for us, whatever enemy is trying to refute the word, that whatever enemy is trying to stand as a Goliath, get ready to sling your faith slingshot and knock down that enemy. Begin to decree the word of God and declare the word of God. The word of God will not fail you. God will not fail you. He who promised is faithful. It will manifest in your life. Even though the enemy is buffeting you, know this, and there's more with you than be with the enemy. There's more with you. God is doing something greater. He's doing something more. He's opening up doors no man can open. He is doing the miraculous, doing the impossible, and he's doing it because he is God. He is God Almighty, and whatever he's spoken concerning your life, it shall and will come to pass. God is great, and what I like about it, how great is God's joy in the victories that he gives us. God sits back and he looks at the victories that he's winning for us, and his joy is great, because his joy says they trust me enough to know that I'm going to win this battle for them. They trust me enough to know that I've gone before them with a shout. They trust me to know that it's already in their favor. They trust me to know that the word of God says, and we know all things will work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. purpose and its plan. There is a call in you that says it's already worked out for good. It's already worked out in my favor. And God has rejoiced and he has great joy over the victory that he's going to give you and me. God's right hand will display awesome deeds of victory for us. God's right hand is going to do it for us. He's going to do it for us in the face of our adversary. He's going to do it for us in the face of an enemy that says that I'm not moving. He's going to do it in the face of a python territorial spirit that says that I'm not going anywhere. God will bruise the head of that enemy. He will tear down the head of their enemy. We're going to see 1,000 fall on our side and 10,000 at our right hand. We're not going to worry about it because even though it might come close, it's not going to live nigh us. It's not going to be in our life. It is not going to have precedence over the word of God in our life. We're going to see the demonstration of God's power because even as the word said, God gives his kings great victory. He shows unfailing kindness to his anointed to David and his descendants forever. We are the descendants. So guess what? We are getting ready to see God give us great victory. We're going to see God show us unfailing kindness. We're going to see him do it because we are his anointed and we are heir and joint heir to everything that Jesus has accomplished. Every promise that he's given from Abraham to David on down belongs to us because this promise was not given just to the Jews, but it was given to the Gentiles too. And because it was given to us, we have the right to every promise. We have the right to every release. We have the right to every blessing that God has already said is ours through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we understand that that word that God has spoken concerning us is not going to return void. We have an adversary that fights us to believe something else, to believe the report of the enemy, to believe the report of the circumstances, to make it look as if God is far from us. But the enemy is a liar. He is nigh us. He's right there, even as his word is. And the word of God is springing up in us as wells of living water. It is reminding us of who we are and the God that we serve and the power that works in us. And that which is inside of us cannot be stopped. It is an unquenchable fire of life. It is the fire that burns up doubt and disbelief. It is a fire that burns up the enemy's weapons because it is a faith shield. It is the fire that commands the will of God to be done in our life and not the will of the enemy. When we shut our mouths, we give them permission to walk upon us and sabotage, but we bind up the sabotage spirit. We bind up the spirit of calamity. We bind up the spirit that lurks in darkness. We bind up the stalking spirit and the predator spirit of the enemy. We bind up every ancient spirit and every ancient thing that he would try to use against us. We bind up every weapon because there is no weapon that was ever formed. God even lets us know that in the book of Isaiah, he said there's no weapon that's formed. I've got control of the blacksmith. I know what I've released. If there's something that the enemy does, life, if there's something that the enemy tries to get or gain or plot or fashion or build or work against you in any way, in any fashion, if he plans it in his mind, if he gets the stuff together to try to make it come to pass, I'm letting you know I don't care how big he directed it. I don't care how wide he's allowed it to go and what territory he's allowed it to cover or what he's trying to make it hit in your life. I'm telling you that it's going to be boomerang back. It's going to be sent back to the enemy. It's going to sent back to him unaccomplished. It's going to be sent back to him lifeless. It's going to be sent back with everything that he sent to you because it cannot prosper. It cannot get rich in your life at your expense if God be for you, if God is for you, if God's assigned the word of victory, if God is your healer and your deliverer, if God is your peace and your joy, if God is your way in and your way out, if he's your door opener, if he's your door closer, if he's establishing yourself, if your life is hidden in him, then guess what? Every enemy of your life has to be defeated. You're just going through this. You're just going through this temporary thing, this temporary phase. You're just going through a season where it's the trying of your faith. But guess what? The seed of faith, the seed of the word, the seed of the creed, it's getting ready to bring up great harvest. It's going to give birth and produce something. It's going to look like what God says. So do not get weary. Don't you let go. You press towards the mark. You press into God and watch him demonstrate his power. He is your God, and he is for you, and he does not show partiality. The same thing he spoke to Abraham is the same thing he's speaking to you. Whatever he spoke to anyone in the Bible is the word that is nigh you, that is upon your life, and he will do it. I pray that you've been blessed in this 15-minute empowerment. Pray that you receive the word of life and that you continue to press and believe the report of the Lord. Thank you for joining me for Favor Life for this 15 minutes in empowerment. I pray that you are blessed and that you will join me tomorrow as we go further in the process of there on Favor Life. God bless you.